Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we explore the life and music of English composer John Foulds. April Foulds is what we call tonight's program. John Foulds was born in 1880, he died in 1939. For decades, almost totally forgotten, save perhaps for some of his light music, in particular his Celtic Lament. There was so much more to this composer, however, than his easy melodic gift. He had a questing personality, both in his life and in his music. Though steeped in the comparatively conservative milieu of the English musical renaissance at the turn of last century, Foulds comes off as quite the innovator in his fondness for quarter tones. This no doubt a result of his fascination with the cultures and music of the East. In particular, he gravitated toward India, first intellectually and spiritually, and at last physically. His second wife, the violinist Maud McCarthy, was an authority on Indian culture, and the two were very much in sympathy with the tenets of Eastern spirituality. Foulds moved to India in 1935. There he collected folk tunes. He became director of European music for All India Radio in Delhi, created an orchestra from scratch, and labored tirelessly to fulfill his vision of a synthesis between Eastern and Western music. He also composed works for traditional Indian instruments. His efforts on behalf of the radio were so successful that he was asked to open a satellite branch in Calcutta. Unfortunately, he contracted cholera and died within a week of his arrival at the age of 58. So diverse were Foulds' output and enthusiasms that it is difficult, if not impossible, to encapsulate the scope of his achievements within a single hour. A matter compounded by the fact that a number of the pieces of his maturity, composed in India, have been lost, or the manuscripts extensively compromised by vermin. Let's get things started with one of Foulds' breezier inspirations. This began life as a piano piece, composed on the occasion of the vernal equinox in 1926. Subsequently reworked for orchestra in 1932, this is called April, England. The London Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by Barry Wordsworth.
Thank you.
music by the English composer John Foulds. That was April, England. The London Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Barry Wordsworth. You can see how, with that kind of infectious melodic gift and talent for colorful orchestration, Foulds would have become a successful composer of light music and incidental music for the stage. There was a time when he was also known for having written one of the most gargantuan of English oratorios, A World Requiem. The text devised from various spiritual sources by the composer's wife, Maud McCarthy, constructed on fragments from the Requiem Mass, as well as texts of John Bunyan and the Hindu poet Kabir. Foulds conceived it as a memorial to the dead of all nations in the wake of World War I. It was given its first performance on Armistice Day, November 11, 1923, then performed each year for the next 4 years. It was very popular with audiences who attended the annual event, but I imagine the cost and preparation time, as well as changes in musical taste, caused the work to fall out of favor. The piece lay unheard for some 80 years, until revived for this recording, the recording we're about to hear, on the Chandos label, which is taken from a live concert also given on Armistice Day in 2007, in the arena in which it was first heard, Royal Albert Hall, London. It seems criminal to try to distill highlights from such a massive work on a sampler program of this sort. If anything, it should be the subject of a lost chord of its own, perhaps come November. For now, here are 17 and a half minutes of this 90-minute epic. We hear Audite, Give Ear, All Ye Nations of the World, and Pax, or Peace, from Part 1, and Laudamus, Praise the Lord with a Loud Noise, the triumphant opening of Part 2. I'll give the entire catalog of performers immediately following these excerpts. Suffice it to say, the soloists, orchestra, and combined choirs are all under the direction of Leon Botstein. Selections from A World Requiem by John Foulds.
People of Sun.
selections from A World Requiem, composed in memory of the dead of all nations in the wake of the Great War. Kind of a last gasp of the gargantuan late Victorian English oratorio tradition. We've heard 17 and a half minutes from this 90-minute work. The soloists, soprano Jean-Michel Charbonnet, mezzo-soprano Catherine Wynne Rogers, and baritone Gerald Finley, the Trinity Boys Choir, the Crouch End Festival Chorus, the Philharmonia Chorus, and the BBC Symphony Chorus, along with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, were all under the direction of Leon Botstein. Leon Botstein, a figure who makes a specialty of such forgotten musical gems. This undertaking documented on the Chandos label. Selections from A World Requiem. We're celebrating the English composer John Foulds tonight. April Foulds. You're listening to The Lost Chord. As I mentioned earlier, Foulds was passionately committed to the music, culture, and spirituality of India. These interests would color much of his own music, particularly his later output. Remember, Foulds spent the last 4 years of his life in India. Here are selections drawn by the composer from a projected Sanskrit opera called Avatara. The prelude's fashioned into a separate concert work, Three Mantras. Mantra 1 is subtitled Of Action and Vision of Terrestrial Avataras, Mantra 2, Of Bliss and Visions of Celestial Avataras, and Mantra 3, Of Will and Vision of Cosmic Avataras. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, and in the second mantra, the Ethereal City of Birmingham Youth Chorus, conducted by Sakari Oramo. Three Mantras of John Foulds. That music was composed over the span of a decade between 1919 and 1930. All the remains of an unfinished Sanskrit opera called Avatara. We've heard three mantras, essentially preludes to the three acts, arranged by the composer into an orchestral triptych. A wordless chorus heard in the second of the mantras, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra and Youth Chorus under the direction of Sakari Oramo. Some enterprising music director should program this on the first half of a concert that features Holst the Planets. Not only are there striking affinities between the two pieces, but Holst the Man also happened to share Fould's fascinations with mysticism and Indian culture. Be that as it may, with those three mantras of John Fould's, we come to the conclusion of tonight's program, an hour devoted to the varied compositional output of this largely forgotten, but in the process of being gradually rediscovered, English composer. April Fould's. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.